And the advanced age of the rest of the band, still outstanding. By the way, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers will be headlining Allegiant Stadium November 6th. Mark down the date. If you want to see the Stones, November 6th. And my guess is that they'll have 65,000 like they did for Garth Brooks. But Allegiant Stadium, November the 6th. That's gonna be a major, major event. And my guess is it will be a tough ticket to come by. So if you have an opportunity to get tickets, I would get them like now. Yikes. Stay where you are. Coming up, we have the new mask mandate, but only for employees, not for customers. Is that really fair? You be the judge. Randy Thompson will join us, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. She recently sent a letter to Governor Sisolak. What's in that letter? We'll let her tell you. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. Lots to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy expressed dissatisfaction with the way the White House is handling the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
Speaking with reporters at a news conference in the Capitol, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he believes Americans should be better informed about whether they should be vaccinated against the new strains of coronavirus. He said he thinks the Biden administration is holding back vital information from the public.
Let's answer the questions. Let's not say, oh, you can't put any information out.
He says the restriction is preventing the spread of vaccinations.
More information should be provided, because at this moment in time, I think anyone that wants a vaccine should be able to get it.
Leader McCarthy says the White House is taking credit for the spread of vaccines, which the Trump administration initiated. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The NFL has informed teams they could potentially forfeit a game because of a COVID-19 outbreak among non-vaccinated players, and players on both teams wouldn't get paid that week. The Justice Department is setting up gun trafficking task forces in five large cities to break up networks bringing illegal guns into those cities.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has formed gun trafficking task forces for Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. ATF Deputy Director Megan Bennett says the goal is to step up efforts in so-called supply areas, cities and states where it's easier to buy guns that are later sold illegally in cities with more restrictive gun laws.
The sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns.
The task forces face several problems, including the lack of a federal gun trafficking law, which forces agents to rely on other statutes, like lying on a firearms purchase form to prosecute gun trafficking cases or to stop straw purchasers. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 25 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P advanced 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DINOVITE.com.
On the Dynavite, all of these symptoms disappear.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate is back for workers in Clark County employed in crowded indoor spaces. The Clark County Commission followed the recommendation of the Southern Nevada Health District, where employees will wear face masks in crowded indoor spaces regardless of their vaccination status. The commission plans to revisit the issue of that on its August 17th get-together. The Nevada Gaming Control Board says Clark County's mask mandate will apply to casinos. While the county does not have jurisdiction over the gaming properties, control board officials made it very clear that the mandate will be enforced at casinos and resorts across Clark County. The recent summer job fair was held at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It resulted in 500 people being hired on the spot. Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson, who co-hosted the July 9th event, says 126 employers and more than 5,000 job seekers took part in that job fair. Well, if you're driving around, you may well know that conditions are favorable for extensive flash flooding this afternoon as a disturbance rotates across southern Nevada into northwest Arizona. If a flash flood warning is issued, turn around. Don't ever enter a flooded road. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting heavy volumes on the 15 both directions through the resort corridor, mainly between Owens and Russell. Lane restrictions are causing backups in a couple of areas, 95 eastbound at Rancho, 515 westbound at Eastern, and slow flows on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are... Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. As you know, we have a new mask mandate, but only for employees, not for customers. Although you got to wonder if that's the next shoe to drop. Joining us now, and I always love it when she's on, Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director, National Federation of Independent Business, and joins us. Randy, you've been making news. In fact, you sent a letter on another issue to the governor, Steve Sisolak, asking him to end the extra unemployment insurance benefit from the federal government. And first of all, welcome. Always good to have you with us. What brought this on?
Well, Kevin, thank you for having me on again. I appreciate it. I just saw that every week when the NFIB was putting out another release that 40%, 46% of businesses can't find employees, and I'm getting calls from my members going, Randy, how can we get help from the government? Which, of course, nobody really gets much help from the government these days. I just kind of said, enough. I have got to speak up. And this governor has been very, he's not been great at really listening to what small business needs. He's provided incentives to companies to keep them afloat. He's providing incentives to get vaccinations, but he's not providing incentives to get back to work. And I'm so fearful now that this mask mandate is going to make people who are already afraid to go back to work even more afraid to go back to work.
And the word today that the gaming board is going along with the Clark County Commission and will honor what they are doing. Does that bother you? That because that's the lifeblood that we're talking about there.
It is, and I guess if I felt that masks actually did something, I would probably say, let's do it. But I think we've got to recognize that we're going to be living with COVID forever. If it's not COVID, it's something else. But if you remember, the original reason we were told to stay in place and put on masks and stay away from each other was to slow the spread so that our hospitals didn't get overwhelmed. Well, right now we have just 200 people in ICU units and 100 people on ventilators throughout the state. We have not overwhelmed our hospital system. That's the whole reason we want to slow the spread. So it seems like government is continually trying to protect us from a virus that is saying, dudes, I'm not going away, so just learn to live with me.
Well, I know that the governor, is probably aching to get back into this, or maybe he's not. What do you think will be the next move from a mask perspective? Do you worry that the next move is going to be not just for employees, but for customers?
Oh, very much so. And I think those that have been vaccinated or those who have recovered from COVID have a very valid reason to not have to wear a mask. And I think we've looked at how breathing in air continually through a mask isn't exactly healthy for people. So, but again, it's once again, what can government do? Government's got to do something. It keeps thinking, we've got to do something. And so now it's the masks. And people we're just tired of being told how to behave, but we're obviously not being, I think we're being just the incredulous children that don't want to behave and get our vaccinations like the government wants us to do. So they're going to say, okay, you got to wear masks at work. And I just feel sorry for the people that have to stand there at the grocery store or deal in blackjack and have to wear this mask for 8 hours.
Yeah, 8-9 hours a day. That's horrible. And the workers, you know, they got to kind of grin and bear it. The problem is we can't see if they're grinning and bearing it because you can't see their mouth, which is horrible. Do you worry that this is going to have an impact on our strip businesses, our gaming businesses down on the strip and elsewhere?
Well, yeah, we've already seen that Chicago put out a travel advisory for people traveling to self-isolate if you go to Las Vegas when you come back. Even Kauai has said if you go to Las Vegas, you need to self-isolate for 10 days. So what happens in Vegas is not staying in Vegas, that's for sure. And it can definitely hurt our tourism industry just at a time when, you know, as the summer hits and people are coming to Vegas and we are planning more conventions. I think we've got to recognize that this is a disease we just got to learn to live with.
Now, yeah, we've been talking how you wrote a letter to the governor. Can you give us just kind of a thumbnail sketch of that letter? And have you gotten anything back from the governor in response?
Well, I mailed it on Friday, and I literally just mailed it on Friday to the old snail mail thing because I figured somebody in his office might actually read it. So, no, I haven't heard anything, and I'm not surprised. But in the letter, I actually quote a couple of restaurant owners, specifically Jeff Ecker of Paymon's, who said how he's had to close Mondays because he can't find enough staff. He has got his staff working overtime, and they're exhausted. And then the other one, Serena Abaud, who everybody knows Adele's up in Northern Nevada. This is Adele's daughter. And she says how she cries every day at work because she's getting reservations that she can't fill because she can't get enough staff, even cooks, to come in and fill their slots. And this is how companies make money. We have to have people. We have to have sales. And if you're not able to operate at full capacity, it hurts your business in the long run. And the excess that, like, Jeff Eckert is paying in overtime, that takes a toll on his bottom line to where we're just watching these businesses slowly die financially again.
Now, I know that there are going to be people, the skeptics, that are going to say, well, why don't you just pay these people more? Offer them signing bonuses, do this and that. Why can't you do that in the restaurant business?
Well, you could. But they really can't afford it, if they do, you're going to see the price of every meal go up. We're already seeing nationwide some of the chains increasing their prices 4%, 5%, 7% to make up for the cost of labor. But it's hard to incentivize people when they're getting paid literally $15 an hour to stay home. That's above the minimum wage. And yet I talked to a waiter the other day when we went out to took my mother for her birthday brunch, and this waiter said he works two jobs at two different restaurants, and he makes about $1,000 a day. So people who are going to wait till September to go back to work, they're going to be in trouble, because by that point, you're going to see wages coming back down.
Wow. Let's do this by the number, because you put together some numbers. In particular, the one I love is the 46% of all business owners have job openings they cannot fill, far above the 48-year historical average of 22%. So that's 46% versus 22%. Will that change in September, you think?
Oh, I think it'll have to, yes, because you take away that $300 a week or $1,200 a month, and suddenly you can't afford even your Pabst Blue Ribbon in your top ramen. At least now they can afford that. But they're going to get tired of eating that before too long. We've got 190,000 people in Nevada collecting unemployment. And we have 95,000 openings across the state.
Now, which tells you what?
It tells you that anybody could go out and find a job right now if they wanted it. And they could write their own check. They could require a bonus. They could demand more pay. But if you wait until September, you're going to lose out. You really are. Why not get in there now and just start making some good money?
What is your sense of what this is going to do to what is a very fragile economy? We're still coming back from the pandemic. But statewide, all of this talk of spikes, and I'm not sure if you folks are experiencing the same thing we are here in Clark County. It's really bad here in Clark County. The positivity rate's up over 12%. Is it that way where you are?
No, Washoe County luckily is not, and I'm not sure why, except we probably don't have as many people coming to the same big places like the big casinos that you've got down there. But I think this also should be teaching us a lesson that viruses, they live to survive. That is their goal. And they will adapt or they will die. And this virus continues to adapt because we keep putting things, putting things in front of it like masks. Instead of doing things to our body like taking a lot of vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc and building up your immunity system to fight any virus, the more roadblocks we put up, the more virulent this virus becomes. And that's why I would love to be able to say, let's look at the science. But the science has been so politicized, Kevin, I don't even know who to believe anymore.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Again, joining us, Randy Thompson. She is Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. I want to go to this Wall Street Journal finding that you folks came up with at the NFIB, that Americans are leaving unemployment rolls more quickly in states cutting off benefits. Is it by a little or a lot?
It's about 3 to 4% of unemployment rate differences between an Arizona or a Wyoming or a North Carolina. It is significant. And what you saw, what Indeed did a survey, that after a state announced they were going to be dropping the benefits, that they actually saw an increase in people looking for jobs in those states from people out of state. So people are actually looking for a state to go to work and find a place that works a little more, that values work and not government handouts.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Randy, as always, great to visit with you. If folks want to know more about what you do, if folks want to join with you in your fight for independent businesses, where can they find you? How can they reach out to you?
It is simple. It's nfib.com. You can join online there. Or, hey, go have lunch at Paymon's and talk to Jeff Eckert and let him tell you why he's a member of NFIB.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, yeah, I'd love that. Randy, thanks so much. Always good to be with you. Thanks so much. Be safe up there, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
There you go. Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director, NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Most lenders are charging thousands in points and fees when refinancing or purchasing a home. It's true. Low rates sound great until you see what they're actually charging you. Now, here's a truth you can handle. SignOnTheLine.com is offering a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with absolutely no points and fees. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Yes, it's true. A 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with no points and no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Save thousands, even tens of thousands, by calling SignOnTheLine.com at 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. Or visit SignOnTheLine.com. Sign on the Line, Inc. is an equal housing lender in Nevada. Terms and conditions apply based on a loan amount of $400,000 monthly principal and interest payments. Primary residence only with a 50% loan to value. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. NMLS number 1626699.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nickname guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, mark down the date if you just joined us. Rolling Stones at Allegiant Stadium on November the 6th. And as you look at a calendar, it's not that far away. So, yeah, and as I say, the best concert I ever saw, I think, hands down, was the Rolling Stones at Dodger Stadium. And there were more limos there. It was opening night, and they were doing, like, as I recall, they were doing, like, four or five concerts there. And this was opening night, and it was just crawling with people. It was amazing. It really honestly was. You know, we've been talking a lot about the new administration, which, by the way, just celebrated 6 months in power. And I find it interesting that there are still people on the left, the so-called progressives, the socialists, the communists, that just don't like him. And you know, they're even within the African-American community, which has always been his stronghold, it's been interesting to watch the development of that relationship between the African-American community and you know, the president of the United States. And in fact, Candace Owens was on Fox, I believe this is last night. And her reaction to the Biden view of blacks in our country, this is cut number one, go.
His true opinion of black Americans is that we are the dumbest part of the population. He believes that black Americans are the easy pawns. His administration believes that if they keep stroking racial tensions, they can turn black Americans into permanent soldiers for their policies. And what they're really trying to do is replace hard academics. I'm talking about engineering, mathematics, all that stuff is now a form of white supremacy. They don't want kids to get the right answer. They want them to focus on, you said it, Laura, emotional learning, right? Because emotional learning is not rational learning. People that learn emotionally don't tend to go off and become successful individuals. Rather, people that learn emotionally turn to become angry, radical, Antifa-throwing, BLM-burning individuals, and those people are very easily targeted by the government, and that's what the Biden regime wants. They really want people to do whatever they say to be angry pawns for their government schemes.
Well, Candace, I can't tell you how many diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, if you just do a random search online, which I did today, so many companies are looking for DEI officers. It's the biggest scam going. You have instant job security, and you can never get fired, I guess, unless you actually treat people just as equals without regard to race, then you'll probably be fired.
Right. That's exactly right. And by the way, that's antithetical to free markets and capitalism. Eventually, that will die out because you can't just hire people because of the way that they look. I mean, another company will come around and they'll hire people because of what they know, and your company will lose against them. It's a ridiculous policy that people are doing to really capitulate with, you know, the Black Lives Matter radical movement that went after all of these businesses. I think that will stop. But I don't think this watering down of the education system is going to stop. Actually, I think we're just seeing the beginning of it. And it's unfortunate. People need to realize that right now, in American society, and this is a fact. I read it in a Thomas Sowell book. We've never handed out more degrees ever in American society, and yet we've never produced kids that are this dumb. And I mean this by statistic. I'm talking about by standardized test scores. These kids are not becoming smarter, and yet they're getting more and more degrees, and that's by design. They want these kids to be convinced of their own rationality, be convinced that they're so smart, and then be shocked when they can't make any money, because you actually can't make that money as a gender studies or an LGBT studies major for 4 years. That's not just not what society needs. I need somebody to fix my AC, not to come over and tell me that there's more, there's 26,000 genders and you can be non-binary. So these kids end up angry. They think they're mad at capitalism. They think they're mad at free markets. What they should be mad at